927 4CC. Want to go fishing? Hey, the guys at No Complete Angler, local cool business. You'll find them down at the marina close to Marina. Hello, Liam.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, can you hurry up? I want to go to golf.
I did hear that. I'll be as quick as I can.
No, you're right, mate. Hey, it's going to be warm over the weekend. What's happening weather-wise with the winds? Heavy or light? What?
Mate, they're not going to be too bad. Obviously, you said it's going to be pretty hot, so we're going to get an afternoon sea breeze. But in the mornings, we've got northerlies around 10 to 15 knots, probably closer to the 15 knots.
Okay.
But that's, you know, it's good enough. Northerlies at 15 knots, I'm happy to go out and get amongst them in that.
Whereabouts, do you think?
We're coming into the new moon, so the new moon, I think, is on Sunday night. So I'd be going fishing for, you know, your grunter. Probably give, well, obviously, it's close season for barra, so your grunter, mangrove jacks, finger mark, those sort of things sort of fire up coming into the new moon. Coliseum Inlet's been fishing really well for big grunter. I had a customer come in during the week, and he got some really good fish, just using pure prawns.
Oh, so, really? Okay.
Yeah, nice and easy, bread and butter fish. If you get the chance to get offshore, like I said, it's northerlies around 15, so the bigger boats might be able to creep out a little bit. There'll be plenty of mackerel around. The northerlies always push the mackies in, so they'll be pretty thick all up and down the coast. And then, obviously, I say it every week, but a Wonga Dam's fishing well still.
It is,
a mate of mine went out there. He went out yesterday, and he got 9 barra for the afternoon.
Freshwater barra. Okay, well, mate, I've still got to catch one yet. You've promised that you'll take me out. Been here 9 months, you still haven't.
I'm just trying to squeeze it in between the golf days.
All right, mate, ensure for families they can drop a line off the rocks around Barney Point, or they're still fishing for whiting, quite a few people I've noticed over the past week or so. Off Barney Point too.
Yeah, they still get good whiting on Barney Point Beach. We get our summer whiting now, the bigger ones. So not a bad time of year to go and chase the whiting.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so. where else close inshore, mate?
For whiting, oh, mate, there's heaps of places. You know, you can go even just down Canoe Point, down Tanham Sands Beach.
Okay.
They get good whiting off there. The mouth of Wild Cattle Creek. If you don't have a boat, then if you've got a boat, you can get up into Coliseum and those sort of places and you sort of open your options up there to a few other species as well.
All right, mate. Well, if people want more information, pop down and see you, because I know your dad's away on holidays again. They can pop on down. Can pop on down and see you. They'll find you down at the marina, Gladstone Harbour. And Chrissy, not too far away. Good idea to maybe get a gift voucher for those that love fishing. Take the kids in, maybe get light tackle for the kids. And if you want to take people fishing at any stage, if they're visitors, you've got all their fresh tackle, fresh bait that's available as well.
We do, mate, yep. And we are starting to get a fair few people come in and get gift vouchers. So if you've got that partner or grandson or child, whatever it is, who's a fisherman, pop on down and get him a gift voucher.
Good on you, mate. Thank you, Liam. Have a great weekend.
Good on you, mate. You too.
There's Liam from Complete Angler. You'll find them down at Gladstone Harbour, 4CC. Thanks, Liam.